Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Studios, this is our first show in the brand new studio, but as you could probably guess, there is more pressing news in front of us. In case you haven't heard, and you're just starting off with us today, the unfortunate news that Marshawn Nealon is dead at the age of 24. And I don't know about you, Corey, if you continue to get these texts, because this is just kind of the culture that we live in, right? Where people are like, hold on, is this for real? Because you'll see a lot of news that comes out that people are like, but I don't know who that news came from, or I don't, that's too unbelievable, or however you want to describe it. But unfortunately, the news is true, and you saw it start to leak out a little bit this morning before the Cowboys put out their official statement, and I saw people were like, there's no way that's true. There's just no way. And like, I think you had heard the same thing that I had heard, and we were waiting for another source that, unfortunately, it is true. Multiple sources, obviously, including the team and the NFL, have confirmed that Marshawn Nealon is dead at the age of 24.
Yeah, and as I said before, man, like, this is a guy that when I watched him in his first training camp, I was like, this guy right here, I'm excited. Like, this guy can build on some things. There was some definite next step for him. If he works on these things, he's going to have that mentality. He already had the mentality for it. I love that part of it. And I hate to hear that he had such a that a tragedy like this happens to him.
Yeah.
A tragedy like this happens to the players on this team, because those are friends. Kevin, I saw Wanya Thomas. I'm sick, bro. And that just kind of makes me think, you know, like, looking around this building and all the friends that we know and the friends that we have, and just being like, dang. You wake up in the morning and you get news like that that just puts you sick to your stomach. And it's tough to hear right now.
Yeah, and look, I appreciate the fan text very much, and the Twitch and the YouTube. And I know people like to have fun and make their jokes. I would just say, you know, today's not the day. I know that was not going to stop it, but, you know, maybe just consider that that today is not the day.
Yeah.
And go about like that.
Yep. Yeah, that's what my jokes will be about. The studio. I'm going to make fun of the studio as much as possible today,
right?
And the bosses are going to have to deal with that. Do you hear that? Bosses out there, like, that's just going to be the way it is. We're going to get the things fixed, all right? I know we sound like we're on remote today. As I was driving in, I was hearing Choppy and Bobby, and I was like, they sound like they're on remote a little bit. We'll be on remote tomorrow. We'll be in Waxahachie. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, at the Taco Bueno tomorrow.
But I'm just going to make jokes about the new studio. It's not
okay.
I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings because I understand where we are. Like,
right.
This is a moving process that we're involved with, and at some point, everything's going to be clicking along like normal. But for the time being, this is kind of like moving day, Kevin. You ever move into your house and you're like, why is the water not running? Where is the electricity?
Yeah.
Wi-Fi. What is it? My backyard suddenly has a sinkhole in it. There's all sorts of things that happen on moving day.
It kind of feels like you should have known that ahead of time. Are you surprised that moving is not the number one reason that people break up? Like,
you hear
people say,
yes,
oh, it's finances or infidelity. And I get those are all important. I'm surprised that moving is not the number one reason that people break up.
Dude, when I remember my grandparents and my uncles and my mom all moved my great-grandfather down from Oklahoma City.
I'm sorry, Corey, check out your Zoom angle I've seen.
Still in my
several
chest.
People have thoughts. Oh no, so people were liking it. You were popping the ratings.
Oh, is it?
So
is it my crotch?
I don't know. It was like down your shirt.
Oh, down my shirt.
Yeah.
All right. What's up, ladies and men? Whatever. You know, I'm
exactly.
I just want to. I want everybody to be happy. But I remember them moving my mom or my great grandfather to Dallas.
Right.
And by the end of that day, Kevin, I felt like they all wanted to take each other out, you know, and,
yes.
just punch each other in the backyard for a while. And so you're right, man. The fact every time I've ever legitimately snapped at Adrian, it's been during a move.
I've just been
I've had enough of this. And she's like, oh no, I understand.
So I think that's kind of the balance that we're going to try to bring to you today, because it's so crushingly sad.
Yeah, and honestly, Kevin, I don't have enough context yet to really discuss that I can go along with. So the news, the information is tough.
Yeah.
And that's as deep as I can go with it at the moment.
So what I'm going to say is kind of what we talked about in Crosstalk, but I realize maybe you might have missed it and you're just catching up at the beginning of the show. Marshawn Nyland, dead at the age of 24. Statement from the NFL: we are deeply saddened by the tragic news of the passing of the Cowboys' Marshawn Nyland. Our thoughts and prayers are with his girlfriend, Catalina, family, friends, and teammates. We have been in contact with the Cowboys and have offered support and counseling resources. And I will just say this, because we talk about this all of the time, and it just feels like worth mentioning today. If you are struggling, and I just saw this message come in, and I'm going to see if I can go ahead and read that. They said that they have been frequently struggling, and I've talked about the talking doctor and everything like that, and they just wanted to reach out. I think that going to the talking doctor was one of the best decisions that I ever made in my life. And if you've ever missed kind of the backstory to that, it was when I was in middle school and my mom said I needed to go to the doctor. And I was like, I just went to the doctor. And she was like, well, this is a different kind of doctor. This is a talking doctor. Mm-hmm. And so that is what I've called therapy ever since, the talking doctor. If you think that you might want to talk to somebody, or you know you need to go talk to somebody, go talk to somebody. And if you're worried about insurance or the monetary factor, that's why I always tell people I love NamiNorthTexas.org. They have tons and tons and tons of free programs. So if you're worried about the monetary aspect of it, I think that is very fair. They have lots of free programs. I always say, if you need somebody to talk to, I will give you my phone number and you can talk to me. But one of the things I do, in addition to talking to you, is I usually try to say, hey, go check out NamiNorthTexas.org. Because I'm glad to talk with people, but those are the professionals. And so I would say today, if you're feeling it or you're struggling, or you know somebody that's feeling it or struggling, or you know what? Maybe none of those things are true. And you just want to reach out to somebody and you're like, hey, I just wanted to give you a heads up. I love you and I was thinking about you. I think that's a great idea. Not just today, but tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. Just real quick, Corey, and I'm not trying to push my religion on anybody, but several years ago for Lent, I did a thing for the 40 days where I texted somebody different every single day just to let them know that I was thinking about him.
I was so confused whenever I got your text. I was like, he never does this.
Yeah, and you thought something was going to happen to me.
Yeah, I was like, he's terminal.
But it was amazing how much it seemed to brighten up people's days. And just think about you sitting right there, wherever you are in the world right now. If somebody texted you and you hadn't talked to them a few months, maybe a few years, and they're just like, hey, I was just thinking about you, how much do you think that would brighten your day?
Oh, it changes everything, man. Trust me. Like I said, at first I was like, are you okay? That was my first thought. But then you were like, yeah, I just wanted to do it. And I was like, awesome. Thanks for checking in on me, dude.
Yes.
I really appreciate it. People that you love and adore, you think about them. You don't think about them enough sometimes. You don't talk to them enough sometimes. You're like, hey, this is great. Kevin, I've had two specific times in my life where I have talked to a talking doctor. Two very specific ones. One, I was in fourth grade, had an experience that my mom was concerned about.
Right.
And so she brought somebody in to talk to me, and I was open and honest about everything that I was experiencing and why I was doing things, certain things that I was doing in life.
Can we pause on that for 1 second? If you go to the talking doctor, be as honest as humanly possible. Don't go in there making yourself look good. Tell them everything.
Yeah. She was like, why did you write a will? And I was like, well, I had some experiences that led me to believe I need to make sure somebody gets my soccer ball bank and my dinosaur. And so she was like, oh, well, this is interesting. Let's talk about that. Then during COVID, I'd spent so much time isolated just with my family. I'd started getting sad because I'm a social butterfly. I like to talk to people. I like to be around people. And Talking Doctor told me exactly, hey, you need to get out, dude. And guess what? I did. I took his advice. I got out. Then he was like, hey, here, let's work on a sleep schedule together. I was like, I can sleep better?
Right.
These are things that, like, we don't have all the answers. Not saying that every therapist has all the answers either, but they can help you navigate things.
And, man, and they have more answers than you might think. Like, my talking doctor, John, I probably should just leave it at that.
Jacob.
He... Jingleheimer Schmidt. Ah. I got you. That's Alex Talking Doctor. Mm-hmm. That's my name, too. So from the 817, the Talking Doctor saved my life. And I call it the Talking Doctor to everyone because of y'all.
Yep.
And that's the thing is you'd be amazed how quickly you can form a relationship with this person. And the amazing thing about the Talking Doctor, too, is it's somebody outside of your regular sphere. So, like, you don't have to see them the next day and deal with, like, follow-up work problems or personal issues or anything like that. I just think it is...
beneficial.
In a
variety of ways.
I cannot suggest it enough. And so, as we go through the sad, sad saga of Marshawn Nyland, I would just say, if you're in that space... go talk to somebody. Talk to us. Talk to NamiNorthTexas.org. Or if you know somebody like that, reach out to them. Talk to them now. Don't wait until they're dead and everyone can be like, oh, they were so great. Tell them they're great now. Like right now. Unless you're driving.
On it.
Unless you're driving. Stop whatever you're doing if you can and that's safe. And tell somebody who you love how great they are. Do it right now because who the hell knows?
Yep.
Corey is actually texting right now.
I got a text from a fan that says, want to say you love you guys and appreciate you guys.
See, and that is just delightful.
You know, Kevin, Adrian was talking to me yesterday because she had an opportunity to, what she's doing now with Sandlot is she's loving it.
Right.
And she told me yesterday as she was having a coffee conversation with somebody that she's working with to see how they can work together on something. She said, you know, I could tell from him how much he cared about what he does.
Yeah.
And then she said, from me, though, it's like I wake up every day and I'm on a mission. And I know what my mission is. I know what my goals are. I know what I'm trying to accomplish. And I remember Gavin Dawson telling me that about this job specifically once. I was like, dude, this whole Flagtober, G-Bag Nation thing, y'all got shirts and everything.
Right.
And Gavin said every morning or every afternoon, because he was still nights, he was like, I wake up and I put on this uniform and I get to go spread the word about this mission that we're on.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, that's so much fun. Yesterday, I think maybe you're referencing the same text that I saw yesterday, and somebody had mentioned that, and I reached out and said, hey, check in on NAMI. This is the place that I would start, because I don't have the answers for everything. And I said, you know, over this time, this experience that you and I have had doing the show, I don't wake up every day saying, I get to go help the world.
Sure.
But I know that it's something... I do recognize the effect that our show has on people, the connection that we make with people, an audience. I may never see the person, but I know that there are people out there that are connected to us, and I love it. I love it for that. So I do wake up with this little bit of a mission in mind that somebody's going to get help today. It goes back to the very first time I ever realized we have a responsibility on this station. And we were a weekend show, night show. No, we were a night show. And I had just gone through what I went through with Lucy. The experience was very difficult. And a woman came up to me while I was on a remote just doing an appearance. And she said she worked in the burn unit at the NICU at Children's Hospital. And she said, every single day I see the most terrifying things. I struggle.
I can't imagine.
So much. Yeah. We just went through the most intense pressure every single day. And she said, when we get done with our shift, which I knew their shift change was at 7 o'clock because I was there a lot.
Right.
She said, when I get done with my shift, I get in the car and you guys are on and I'm laughing. And she said, you don't know how important those 20 minutes in the car are to me every day. And that right there was the first moment that I realized, crap, we're not just hopping on air, goofing off.
Yeah.
There are people that use this, that need it. They're looking forward to it. And so I love it. I love that we have this community that we get to be with and talk with and chat with. And we're here for you as long as we can be.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who are texting in right now to talk about how therapy helped them in different things. So I appreciate that from the 903. I want to say I love you guys. That's so nice. And y'all do an awesome job on the fan and all the Tolos and fans listening around the world. You're doing an awesome job. And to the best of your ability, keep your head up and keep moving forward. That's something that, you know, honestly, we talk about. You know what? Look, if you're in the Waxahachie area, come hang out with us at Taco
Bueno,
and we can walk through a lot of these things. That's one of the things I really like remotes. That's one of the main reasons I really like remotes. Don't get me wrong. Like, eating the grilled roll-ups is great.
So good.
But you get to talk with so many people or, like, see so many people face-to-face that maybe you just normally see on the text here or on the Twitch or the YouTube. And, like, you don't always get to see the faces and, like, get to see the person as opposed to just the phone number. And so I really enjoy that as well.
Yeah. Kevin, who is talking doctor y'all mentioned from the 254?
And so if it's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is, listen, you said it to Dak.
Yes.
That was the first time I think I heard you say it. And I was like, dude, that's such a great name for a therapist. I mean, it's great because for kids, like, it's a way to access that without them feeling scared, like a dentist, you know?
I was 11.
Yeah.
That was the way that I coped with it.
Yeah.
Because I remember my mom saying it's a different kind of doctor. And, like, you know, maybe you still feel this way now. You don't want to be different. Like, especially middle school can be just, oh, brutal. And I did not want to be different. I didn't want anybody to know about it at the time. And so I just used talking doctor to just kind of, like, make it work for myself. But as I've gone on, I've realized, like, it's not necessarily something to be ashamed of. Because so many people go through this. Like, so many people go through this.
All right. I think we did the first one, Kevin.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Look, theoretically, we were going to start the show with the Mavs and the Pelicans and power ranking the quarterback power rankings. Clearly, that didn't happen.
All right.
Maybe we'll do that next. We'll probably continue to talk about this
light switch here.
And you know what? I don't know if you should be fidgeting with the technology here in the new studio.
I'm curious about the stuff, Kevin.
Okay, but I'm worried you're going to break it. So
we have people here to fix it if I break it, though. Like, they're literally right out there fixing other stuff right now.
Huh.
I feel like that's probably more important, the stuff they're working on, and they don't need me jacking things
up.
So
we're at the technology doctor's office, and you're like, if I'm going to break something.
Might as well do it here.
Huh. Okay, coming up next, what do you think the first thing that Corey is going to break is, besides hearts with that down shirt camera angle? Also, probably more for Marshawn Nealon, and let's talk about Mavs and Pelicans as well. We will do our best to continue and navigate next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where, look, if you listen to our opening segment, you might have read between the lines there. But we wanted to wait until an official entity put something out there as opposed to us just saying, this is what we have been told, so I will read the following from the Texas Department of Public Safety regarding the death of Marshawn Nealon.
Oh, wow.
Texas Department of Safety troopers attempted to stop a vehicle for a traffic violation on the northbound lanes of Dallas North Tollway near Keller Springs Boulevard. The driver, who it's Marshawn Nealon, refused to stop, resulting in a pursuit with DPS troopers. However, DPS troopers lost sight of the vehicle and the pursuit was terminated. The vehicle was later located, abandoned, and had been involved in a crash on the southbound lanes of Dallas Parkway near Warren Parkway. I just want to warn you, the next part that's coming could be particularly upsetting. So, yeah, just want to make sure everybody is aware of that. DPS aircraft and troopers, along with the Frisco Police Department, searched the immediate area and found the driver, 24-year-old Marshawn Nealon of Plano, deceased from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. For inquiries regarding the death investigation, contact the Frisco Police Department. So, there had been a lot of speculation. Obviously, this is what we were told earlier this morning, but wanted to wait until it was for sure. Like I said, via a public entity. I know sometimes we break sports news. I really wasn't, and I know you're the same, and I know Bobby and RJ aren't the same. Really weren't looking to break news about how it happened, but now that it is out there, courtesy of the Texas Department of Safety and Motor Vehicles, I do believe, I might have just butchered that name, I apologize. Marshawn Nealon was involved in a high-speed chase with the police. The police lost him, and they later found his car after it was in an accident, and it was a self-inflicted gunshot. And that is how Marshawn Nealon died. I know people want to know.
There's a lot more details even beyond this.
Sure. Sure. And then you heard, you know, Nick Harris had reported earlier that there had been a wellness check on him. And so he, you know, going back to college days, had struggled with mental health issues, which is one of the reasons that, I mean, far beyond just Marshawn Nealon, one of the reasons that we talk about mental health issues all the time, because Corey, both you and I have had multiple different issues with mental health stuff. So
yeah,
it affects a whole lot of people. You'd be amazed.
The story that I shared earlier, Kevin, about the first time I ever had a conversation with a talking doctor, my best friend on my street, he was years older than me.
Right.
His name was Jeremy. There is a song written by Pearl Jam about him. His sister actually was at Uncle Julio's last Friday. I sat down and talked with her for a few minutes.
Oh, is that who that was?
Yeah. She's amazing. I love her. But I was in the fourth grade, and my friend had a couple of different instances that he struggled with, personally, family-wise, and he pulled a gun on himself in his high school room. And I was in the fourth grade and did not know how to handle this.
Sure.
And so my thought was, well, if anything was to ever happen to me, I better write a will. And then I was like, well, where should I put the will? And my mom was cleaning my room, found it, and was panicking. Obviously, I get that.
Yeah.
But Kevin, I'll tell you this. I've lived with that my whole life. You know, I have this conversation. Actually, a Tolo that knew his sister was at one of our Taco Bueno events recently, and she told me about her son that also had that experience.
Yeah.
And we, you know, shared that conversation with each other, and that's one of the things that I've kind of, you know, I've always said that that's never been an option for me because of that. Right. Like, maybe it was the right thing for my purpose or whatever. I don't know. But that was that's one of those things where I'm like, man, I wish he would have. You know, for years I was like, I wish he would have asked me. I wish he would have brought it up to me, and maybe I could have helped. And I don't know that I could have. I was in the fourth grade. But this is, when it comes to suicide, Kevin, this is one of the reasons that, like, the next iteration, I know we do our stuff with My Possibilities every year for Peace-a-thon. And I think, you know, I've discussed with you at length the next level of helping on this platform.
Right.
With mental health and suicide prevention and things like that. That's the reason why I'm very connected to it. This hurts. That's why I was as shook as I was this morning whenever I found this news out.
I think we can all, I always get sympathize and empathize wrong. My apologies. Empathize with just feeling lost, you know, like for me, it was, we go back several years. You know, I've talked about it. We had a pair of miscarriages, and it wasn't necessarily suicidal, but I felt lost. And, like, you saw me. I showed up to work, and I didn't know what to do or where to go or who to talk to, you know, and that is something where Talking Doctor really helped me get to the other side on that. And it's so sad because, like, outside of, you know, football, which, quite frankly, who cares at this moment? You know, what kind of family could he have had with his girlfriend or, you know, whoever? Whether it was her or someone else, could have had a family, could have been a great dad, or could have just been a great leader in the community. And, like, that's what ends with all of these stories, is their story ends and you're just kind of sad because it's like, what could that have person done? Whose life could they have impacted and pass it on down? And, like, you know, we all like to think that hopefully we impacted some people's lives in a positive way, and hopefully they pass that impact on down and on down and on down. That might be, like, too much of a naive version of everything, but unfortunately now, like, this is where it stops.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many reasons it's sad, but that's another one.
Kevin, I wanted to tell you something about what you were going through. I was right there next to you every day, and I could tell you were going through something,
yeah.
But cracking your shells sometimes a little different. You know, right. I'll be honest. Like, I've known you for as long as I've been married. I've been married to Adrian for 19 going on 20 years. I've known you that long.
Right.
I know when to give you space, and I know when to pry a little more. And I know that, I know a lot of things about you. But I also knew that at some point, you would find that time to share your story, and then you did. And I could tell the weight, not that it wasn't still with you, but the weight was lifted a lot because you opened that door, that portal for relief and other people to share their conversation and have that with you. And so that day, I remember sitting back, turning our microphones off, and me and Mike just listened. And it was great for me because I got to hear you.
Right.
And so you don't know how some people need to hear you.
Yeah.
And,
like, this is why I don't want to sound like a broken record. And I promise we'll try to have more fun.
We are in a new studio today, too, so things might sound a little different.
Yeah.
Microphones might get hit a little bit, so just prepare.
We're already talking about switching places. There's there's a lot this morning. But that's why I don't want to sound like a broken record when I talk about the Talking Doctor. But the other thing I'll say is I came to work the day my dad died, too, and talked about it that night because I just needed to. You know, like, I don't have a better explanation for it than that. I needed to talk about it. So whenever, you know, we meet people, whether it's Bouncing Around, Freebirds, Uncle Julio's, Taco Bueno, or fan events that we have, or whatever else, people will be like, you don't understand how much of a part of our family you are. I think we do better than you think, because y'all are part of our family as well. You know, Corey's talked about it, and I hope it's not out of turn to speak for you, but when you were going through everything with Lucy's, when we did our show at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, I was just about to mention that. You told me to say something.
Yeah.
Because I was going through it alone, because Adrian was at the hospital the whole time.
Yeah.
And I had to come home and be with the boys while I wanted to be at the hospital. There were things that I wanted to do, and I wasn't really talking to parents about it or family or friends. Mostly you were the person I was texting, just giving updates so that you would know what I was dealing with at the time. But that day, we were out at AT&T Stadium it was a Father's Day event, I believe. And we're at AT&T Stadium, and you said, "Hey, you should talk about this. I bet there are people out there that need to hear it." And I was like, "Nah, I don't want to beat people down with what's going on in my life." And you're like, no, open the door real quick. And whenever I got done on air, you said, "Hey, look at the fan text."
Yep.
Thousands of messages.
Yeah.
Of not just support, but of people that had gone through the same thing or something like it or something near it or their family was attached to it.
And that, I really want to hammer that home right here. And if today's show's not for you, that's okay. We'll see you tomorrow. It might be more normal. Or we'll see you later today.
Yeah, Jamie Benn is skating on the ice today, by the way.
Yes. And then I think Ropé might be out there as well. So potentially good news for the Stars. But you be amazed when you share your story, how many people feel the same way. Like Corey gave a great example. When I talked about the miscarriages, I had no idea how many people had gone through that until we talked about it. And you're like, "Oh yeah, that happened to us too. We just didn't want to talk about it," and everything like that. And so I can't help but wonder, man, I can't help but wonder, what was Marshawn Nealon carrying that he could have maybe tried to share with somebody else? And I don't mean to say that if you tell somebody, you'll automatically fix it, because every single person is different. But if you try to share the load, it really can make a difference. And so,
I walked out of AT&T Stadium that day with a different perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. And
because I had mentioned it and then had a whole, I felt like I had a whole new group of people that I was connected to.
And that's the thing. From the 858, I really appreciate this. I'm fully considering skipping work tomorrow, driving to Taco Bueno and Waxahachie to hang out with you guys and give you some hugs. You're hitting close to home. And I hope that you do, whether if it's tomorrow or not. I hope that you do. Because when Corey didn't know if his little baby was going to survive, he was on the air. When we had lost our two little babies, we were on the air. So if you ever say, I don't know if you think this is weird, but y'all are part of our family, we don't think it's weird, because we shared our highs and our just lowest of lows with you guys, because y'all are part of the family as well. And I always tell people when I see this and they're like, "Oh, I listen to you guys all the time," I always say, "Thank you. I like being employed." Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you guys listening, because y'all have made our life great.
Same. I'm at the
outside of all those sad things that I just told you.
Yeah, at the moment, great. Kevin, I'm like experiencing a new wave of thoughts, because the press release from the NFL and the NFLPA was like, "Hey, make sure to lean on your brothers."
Yep.
And I know, man. Sorry, give me a minute. I know there's a lot of guys in that locker room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Their leader specifically, who have dealt with something like this.
Yep.
And for him specifically, I know there's that feeling of, dang it, what I let somebody down.
Yeah.
And that's what their bye week is going to consist of. This is what this next couple weeks is going to be. It's not going to be easy for that room. Hopefully it makes better bonds between those guys. I think it will. But I know specifically that's one at least. There's got to be a whole bunch of other stories in that locker room.
No doubt.
And they're going to share those with each other. But that's a group right there that's probably going, I could have done something else. I wish I would have done this.
And that sucks to carry that burden, you know? It sucks to have to carry that burden when it's not your fault, you know? Like, I swear I'm not going like Robin Williams in Good Will Hunting, but it really is. It's not your fault, and so many people will carry that no matter what you tell them. They will carry that as if, what if I had that extra conversation or sent that other text or whatever? And that's why we're recommending today, send that text. Hey, I was thinking about you. I hope you're doing all right. Maybe we can meet up for lunch. Oh, no, you know, you don't have to call them because, come on, nobody wants a phone call. So send them a text message, and you might be the person that brightens their day. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Look, I think you get the vibe today. Coming up next, theoretically, Alec, I said it could have been Mavericks last segment. That didn't happen. Theoretically, it's time for Baseball Nuggets, planning your life around Ranger spring training. Is that the segment that's going to be next? I can't say that for sure. Do people want to know our address? All I remember is it's on Merritt Drive. This is the first day I've been here.
The boss is outside saying don't tell people.
Oh, okay,
that.
Yeah. Okay. It's not on Merritt Drive. But the good news is I don't remember the number yet. So there's that. And we'll be back with, I gave you a lot of options. Who's to say? All right.
This segment is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevy registrations, 2023 and 2024.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. If it's okay with you guys, we might attempt Baseball Nuggets in just a minute.
I do want to make one point real quick, if we can.
Sure.
At 1:20 today, I do believe we have in studio the new Dallas Wings head coach.
That is correct.
So I wanted people to know like that.
Jose Fernandez will be with us.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to talk about there, and a lot of good conversation to be had here at 1:20 today.
From the 214, you guys are a huge part of getting me through the darkest years of my life. I knew I'd at least laugh for a few hours a day. Finally gave in, let my wife know, although she knew I was in a bad place, and in part because of the message to reach out, got the help I needed. We'll always love y'all for that. That is a delightful message right there. And if you've missed the just horribly sad news today, Marshawn Nealon is dead at the age of 24, Cowboys' second-round pick from the year before. He was in a high-speed chase. The cops lost him, and they found him later with his vehicle having been in an accident, and then he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So if you haven't heard that news, obviously pretty shocking and jarring news this morning.
And so, to add on to that, like if you are kind of wondering why we're having a little bit of a different discussion at times and having some really deep discussions, this is the reason why.
Yeah.
So if you like Kevin, like you, if you said if you haven't been listening and you're just now getting to hear and you're seeing this, this is one of the reasons I'm kind of tapping into a couple of other things. I was tough in the last segment for me, honestly. To get through that, because I know the experience that a lot of people are affected by this. I did want to ask something, Kevin, of you, because you do a lot of you talk a lot with the people at NAMI, and you see, like, we keep telling people, look, if you're sad, there's a reason you're sad.
Right.
Find out why. When I found out why I was sad, I was like, now I can come up with a solution.
Yeah.
I was kind of curious when it comes to two things. A, do I wanted to talk to another man whenever I went through my period of sadness.
Right.
And there was part of me that was like, should I talk to, like, I had no clue. I don't know what to do.
For sure.
Every other therapist I'd ever met was a woman growing up. I was like, so I'm not supposed to talk to a woman, but I felt like when I was talking to him, I was like, oh no, he knows what I'm going through. But I know other people out there that have a very similar, like, they're like, well, I feel like I want to talk to a woman. Maybe subliminally it's more like talking to my mom and that's what I miss. Whatever it is, just that first step of making the connection, I think, is very big. And you said something to me just now that really caught me off. And I've thought about this a lot because it makes sense. It seems very difficult to get men to open up.
Yes. And that is the thing. I don't know what percentage of our female audience listening right now is like, ain't that the truth?
Yeah, for real.
But see, we told you we'd try a laugh here or there. But yeah, that was one of the things that we always talked about at NAMI is it's significantly, statistically, it's significantly more difficult to get a man to try therapy than a woman. I feel like they're chipping away at that, but still a long way to go. And you know what? As long as we're having this conversation, let's just throw the forbidden door all the way open. I want to give a shout out to Jeff Kavanaugh as well. I know he doesn't work at our station anymore, but he is a huge mental health advocate as well. And he has, shared a lot of his struggles too. But when you talk about, you know, the therapist you go with, I want to remind everybody that the talking doctor that you go with, they're auditioning for you.
Yep.
Not the other way around.
Yeah.
Like, if you talk with somebody, like a session or two, and it just doesn't work for you, you can go get somebody else. Like, I was really lucky that I connected with my talking doctor this go around straight away. But, like, my wife has been through a couple, and she's like, I don't know if that person, like, fully hears me or understands where I'm at and everything like that. And so it's okay to go look for another doctor if you don't feel like that person, like, truly understands the issues or where you're at in life or whatever the hell the reason is.
From Kid Muse, appreciate this. I'm actually on the way to my therapy appointment right now.
That's good
to hear. Thanks for clarifying. A lot of messages coming out. I had to hit refresh quick to Alec. Can you talk on radio yet? Now that we're in this new studio, I didn't know if this works.
There he is.
Yeah, maybe you just you were kind of blocking me out during the live spots. Yeah, tuning me out.
Yeah, I haven't heard from you yet because I've been blocking you out here. How are you doing, man?
You know, it's weird. I've been open with you guys in the past about my experiences with mental health and everything, and you guys know that there is a history there. And so the news today was odd, and I was already dealing with kind of a shocker that one of my high school classmates and friends passed away at 24, you know, just earlier this week. So, you know, I'm just seeing too many very young ages, too many low numbers.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously there's not a right time or place for people to go. There never is. But when I see 23, 24, 25 years old, and I know that people like you guys have helped me get the resources because all you need to know is that the resources exist rather than I can do this or I can figure it out myself. Just give me some time. Once you realize that, it gets a lot easier when you realize people care and there are people that are there to professionally help you. So it's a weird feeling. You know, I saw Marshawn in the locker room last year, you know, after games, and he's all smiles and he's when people say, you know, you see when people pass the great stories, he was such a great guy and stuff. This was a guy that the locker room really genuinely loved.
Yeah.
And I want people to know that they're not saying that just for niceties. They rallied around that guy. And he has a long history, you know, and he's had a tough upbringing at times, but he was such high character, and it's tough to see. It's gonna hurt for a while.
Yeah, and Kevin, you know, this is the true thing also is whatever that window was where the decision was made, we have no clue yet where he was there mentally.
Right.
You know, like what the window that he went, this could have been something that he'd been thinking about for a while. It could have been something that was spur of the moment of, you know what, I can't do this anymore.
He struggled with depression in college.
Yes.
Like, I feel like that is a known.
Yeah, that was one of the things the Cowboys were looking into before before drafting him. They wanted to make sure there was some stuff in his past. They wanted to make sure they could help navigate with. And the Cowboys have, I mean, honestly, there have been a lot of players that have been helped by the Cowboys on that path because the Cowboys have helped identify some things and then got them to the right people. There have been plenty of time of instances where that's happened. This one I know they're not happy about. They're hurt by because they're just like any friend out there that probably thinks, what else could we have done? So that's the toughest part. But again, we don't know that window where he was like, I've made this decision. And I don't know what led to it or where it is yet.
That's one of the things from the 903 old school mentality is men are soft if they have mental struggles. You know, that's one of the things so many people talked about. Like, if you've read up anything about this, about the soldiers coming back home from World War II, is they were like, you don't talk about that stuff. Like, you just don't, if you're struggling.
Nobody wants to hear about my stuff.
Exactly. And
I don't want to look weak because I had to be such a macho man while I was at war.
And so I think we've done a really good job of chipping away at that. But this is something that Marshawn Nealon has carried since at least college. I don't know before that. But if you miss the news, he is dead at the age of 24 due to a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And so obviously really sad. We've gotten so many amazing messages. I kind of wish that we could spend just like the next hour just like going through these messages, and people are pouring their hearts out right now. And we've had to read a lot of them in the break because sometimes it can be hard to like read the longer messages while you're in the midst of being on air. But we see you, we read you, we hear you and what you're saying. And thank you so much to everybody who is sharing their story and sharing their message and sharing their struggles or sharing their solutions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a solution, solution is not going to be the same for everybody.
Nope.
Like, just take the three of us. It could be so different from Alec to me, from me to Corey, and Corey to Alec. And so that's why we've given like a whole lot of different suggestions and stuff. Is everybody's solution is going to be different. But I would beg, I would plead. I'm telling you, please keep trying. If you haven't found the solution, I can only imagine how frustrating that is. Please keep trying. Where I'll leave that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, and maybe to lighten the mood, a goalie who tried to steal a hockey puck by putting it down his pants. Next, right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.